We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get it, you know what time it is, or maybe you don't. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. We're going to talk sports. We're going to take your calls. We're going to go over a few things. Hockey night in New York. Well, hockey night on the road. The Islanders get a win in Pittsburgh, 4-3 in overtime. The Rangers get a win against the Montreal Canadiens. Patrick Kane is here. 4-3 win in a shootout. And those New Jersey Devils follow up with a 3-2 win in a shootout in Washington. Nobody cares about hockey. Hockey fans, call me up. I care if you care to talk about it. I care if you care to go over a few things. The Brooklyn Nets punted the game away 2 days ago. They rested guys first half of a back-to-back against the best team in the league. Okay, whatever. So, moral victory, I'll take it. But I couldn't really watch that game, you know? Couldn't really take that game too seriously, you know? When you're resting four guys that could have helped you, one of those guys could have helped you, and the game is a close game like that in the fourth quarter, you end up losing by only 5 points. It makes you think, makes you scratch your head. And it goes into the conversation about load management and the NBA and the state of the NBA right now. It is what it is, whatever. The Nets lose. Their little three-game win streak is over. They're on the road. They've got another game tomorrow night. And, like I said, I couldn't really take that game too seriously. Nets lose 118-113 with literally two-way players on the floor. Long Island Nets G League players on the floor. And the Bucks don't play Giannis, but they obviously have enough to win. And the guy that handles business for them is a former Net in Brook Lopez. So, I don't know. Nets fans, call me up with your thoughts on that game. Maybe you saw something in one of the young guys. Maybe you, I don't know. I just don't care about that game. It's hard to care about a game. Like, imagine an NFL game. You can't imagine it. Week 17, the last week of the season, when they rest their starters, how much can you care about that game, right? When Davis Webb is scoring touchdowns, you can't get that much into it because you know they didn't even try to win the game. If they're competing, cool, but ultimately you know a loss is coming. So for the Nets, I know that they need every win they can get to stay where they are in the standings, but the organization made a decision that they weren't going to play Nick Claxton, that they weren't going to play Cam Johnson, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Royce O'Neal. And you know Ben Simmons wasn't going to play. Ben Simmons is just collecting his check until they figure out how to get him out of there. He wasn't going to contribute. I don't know if he ever will again. I don't know if he plays for the Nets again. They might as well shut him down instead of lying to everyone saying, oh, my neck and my back. This guy's got leg soreness, back soreness, inflammation, whatever. I'm not mad at the Nets. I'm just mad at the NBA that, like, that's what you see. First half of a back-to-back. The Nets probably could have won that game with one of the players that they sat, not including Ben Simmons. If Nick Claxton plays, if Spencer Dinwiddie plays, if Cam Johnson plays, maybe even Royce O'Neal, maybe that's the difference in that game. But the Nets lose 118, 113. And like I said, I couldn't take it seriously. I couldn't watch it. I have Fubo TV, and Fubo TV has the option for you to go picture in picture with up to four screens. So I had four screens watching the Nets-Bucks game, not really, because it wasn't a real game, but I had the hockey games on for all three of our local teams tonight. It's a hockey night, in my opinion. I mean, I get it. Like, you guys want to talk about Aaron Rodgers some more? Daniel Jones doesn't deserve the money. I think we did that. Like, I think we're good on that. Hockey fans, call up. Puck fans, call up. Get your thoughts and your takes in. I'm watching the Rangers, and I'm watching the Rangers closely. Why? Because they need a win with Patrick Kane. And congrats. Patrick Kane gets a goal, assist, and his first win as a Ranger. Big night for them. Shesterkin held it down, especially late, especially in overtime. And he made a big stop in the shootout, and they win it. And minutes later, I'm still watching, right? They win it 4-3, and I'm still watching. The Devils go to an overtime shootout. And who else? New acquisition as well, right? There's some parallels here. Devils fans and Rangers fans. I'm understanding that you guys don't like each other very much, but it's okay. Some parallels. Timo Meier, who was acquired. Timo Meier comes through, and he wins it for the Devils in the shootout. So the Devils win 3-2. They stop the Capitals, and the Devils are back to their winning ways. The Islanders game finished a little bit earlier than that. They handled business against the Penguins 4-3. I did not watch all of that, but I had my eye on the end. And tonight, we're honestly going to talk about something that I was glad that I wasn't on air for earlier today. The New York Yankees. Aaron Boone celebrates his 50th birthday today with bad news all around. And I kind of hit my meditation right before pitchers and catchers and spring training started. I told you guys I hit my woo-saw, my positive thoughts, positive energy as we go into another season. Don't worry about what Cashman said on the radio about the fans in Chicago. Don't worry about the lack of moves that he didn't make. Like, don't worry about it. Here we go. It's a new season. Well, all the guys that Cashman brought in, they're hurt. Rodon, Canely, Trevino, Montas, Efros, bunch of guys hurt. And we got to talk about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 877-337-6666. See, some of you guys are smart. You're already on the line. Let's take this break, hit the update, and I'll be right back. Good drop by Connor Green. I mean, it's still March 9th. Cannabis said the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. So RIP B.I.G., New York, Brooklyn legend. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk sports. Yeah! You guessed it. You thought this was Hot 97? I'm kidding. This is 101.9 FM, WFAN. Taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Watching the Knicks. Think Biggie was a Knicks fan. We go back and forth a lot with my Brooklyn Nets fans and the Knicks fans over the usage of Biggie in the Brooklyn Nets culture. His music is played in the arena, the jerseys a couple years back, the City Edition Coogee jerseys featured the Coogee print because of the Coogee sweater that Biggie wore. And always have Knicks fans. Like, he was a Knicks fan. He wouldn't even have been rocking with y'all. What you mean? I'm like, he's from Brooklyn. You think he wouldn't have been cool with the Nets? Of course he would have been. But I'm in here watching the Knicks right now, and they're down 20. And I don't think it's because the Knicks are bad. I think it's because you got to score with those boys. They're out there playing against the Beam team, Sacramento, and they score it. They got a few guys that can shoot it. So it's 65-45 as they just went to break. The Knicks got to pick it up first game with Jalen Brunson back. Who's going to do the scoring? Brunson, Randle. Right now, Randle's only got 4 points. Right now, Brunson has 16. Maybe RJ can kick up some. RJ's got 7. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's go to the phones, though. People are smart. Like I said, people are already calling in. And before I even got through my little mini open right there, being up against the hour, people are already on the line. And I appreciate that. You know, I'm a solo host. It's 11 o'clock at night. And let's go right to it, man. I actually want to see what Hayden on Long Island wants to talk about. What's up, Hayden?
What's up? Yeah, I got a question for you. Now with the whole incident with Ja Morant, how he got caught with, like, guns or whatever, do you honestly think this – I think this is a crazy question, but, like, he was supposed to be the next generation of superstar in the league. Do you think that kind of enhances LeBron James' legacy overall, considering he never really got into any
Everything goes back to Bron.
No, like, I'm being dead serious. Like, do you actually think that actually, like, enhances his legacy, considering, like, with the social media era, that he was never really in any trouble, like – You heard stories about Kobe Bryant, like other superstars. You never really heard anything about LeBron. Do you think that enhances his legacy in that regard?
Yeah, I'll take it from here. Thank you for that. I appreciate the question and even giving more flowers to LeBron James, because a couple weeks ago when he broke Kareem's record and we were talking about him, and I get it. Jordan is the GOAT, and he was the GOAT for decades. But LeBron is the GOAT too. There can be multiple GOATs. That GOAT emoji is thrown around very lightly. And what I said about LeBron is, like, from the time he was a sophomore, junior in high school, he had the spotlight on him. And he never messed up. He never made any mistakes. The pressure never got to him. The chosen one. We are all witnesses. LeBron exceeded expectations. So going back to Ja Morant, I'm disappointed in Ja Morant, but he's 23 years old. I'm disappointed in Ja Morant, but he has the opportunity to bounce back. He's not going to face any criminal charges. He's staying away from the team for a couple more games. He'll have the opportunity to come back. The other day, it dawned on me. I'm like, they might have to trade him. A lot of times you see guys get in trouble in the cities that they're in because of the crowds that they're running with. And, like, if you know anything about Memphis and what goes on in Memphis and the gun laws in Memphis, I think the young man thinks it's cool to be gangster, to be tough like that, or try to portray an image of being gangster, being tough like that. Because I see he listens to a lot of NBA YoungBoy, and, you know, he had that little miniature gun in the club. I'll say this, like, when you see a number two overall pick like Ja Morant, who just launched his first sneaker with Nike this year, and I've said this, if you've been listening to me, just launched a sneaker with Nike, right? Kyrie got dropped and they brought Ja in, and they're like, all right, we might have to do a better job picking our signature shoe guys. They didn't have to do that with LeBron. LeBron signed a lifelong contract with Nike or something, like a $1 billion deal. They named a building at the Nike headquarters after LeBron. With Ja, Powerade just came back, rebranded, relaunched, and they put out an ad with Ja Morant and talking about how he grew up and how he was practicing all the time and how he was shooting all the time in the rain and training, and, you know, he uses Powerade to fuel up and recover and whatever. They're probably second guessing this now. Wait, this is the guy that we're choosing to be the face of our franchise, the face of our brand, or our business rather. We thought he was the face of a franchise. We thought he was the face of the NBA. And he still has a chance to be, but they got to get him right. I said, you know, his dad is always at the games, and his dad is so supportive of him, and I love to see that. But I would wish, you know, that, like, Pops could have got in front of some of this. You heard about the, like, laser being pointed into the Pacers bus. You heard about him allegedly punching some teenage kid over a basketball game 12 to 13 times and then coming back and brandishing a firearm, and then he doubles down on all of that. The same night that they lost the game in Denver, and Steven Adams spoke to the team about, you know, people being more responsible about what they do. He goes out that night to the strip club, probably had a couple drinks, heard his, you know, NBA YoungBoy favorite track, and he flashed that little baby gun. For what, bro? On IG Live, like, I don't know, do that on your Finsta account, or don't do that at all. It always trips me out. Like, these guys are so public, they never want privacy. People are looking for you all day. People are watching your stuff all day. I don't know, he's got to be better. But Hayden asked if that builds up LeBron more. Not directly, but indirectly, yes. Because when you're talking about these guys, and when I talk about LeBron, it's not just the basketball aspect. It's not just what he's done on the floor, which his resume is really second to none on the floor. And if you want to just say, oh, he lost in the finals multiple times and all this, yeah, but we had like a 10-year run. If you're watching the NBA, LeBron was in the finals every year. It's hard to win the finals. I love LeBron, man. I love his story. I've always given flowers and respect to LeBron. Ja Morant has an opportunity at 23 to figure it out and come back and, you know, do right. And, you know, he, like I said, he's 23. He's young, and he made a mistake. And I just think he's in a place where he has to, like, try to, you know, look tough or act like he's strapped or act like, you know, if you try him, he's not the one to try. And they got to just get him security, and they got to get him some type of counseling, somebody to talk to make him realize, hey, you got the whole world, bro. You've got a $200 million contract at 23. You've got maybe another 15 years in the NBA to make more money and to do more things. Why try and be a rapper? Why try and pose like you're gangsters? There's no need for it. And, you know, he was one pick away from being a New York Knick. He wouldn't be doing that in New York. Gun laws are different up here than they are in Tennessee. So, I don't know. Ja Morant, do better, and I think he will, and I'm rooting for the young man. I think he made a mistake getting caught up. You know, I was 23, too. When you're 23, you're very impressionable. You think that you have to put on an image. You think you have to be something that you're not because you're still trying to find yourself. You're still searching for who you are, even when you're Ja Morant. So, that's all I've got to say on the Ja Morant front. If I haven't hit that this week, I think I definitely spoke on it. Philip is out in Freeport. Hello, Philip. You're back on the Fan.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good, you know, hanging out.
Hanging out
at the station, watching the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing, just, you know.
Well, I'm at work, but, you know, I would chill here and, you know, watch sports and talk sports, you know.
A bad, bad move by him, by the way. A top NBA player.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary.
But, you know,
like you can't stay out of your own way.
Where's the rest of the people, the coaches, the management?
He doesn't have one best friend on the team?
Thank you. I mean, what are you doing? And you said New York, don't come here, Plaxico Burress. He shot himself in the leg, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
and he did time.
Right. Listen, unfortunately, in certain cultures, it's everything. Why they carry guns, I have no idea. It really is terrible. And this kid is so hot. What a great basketball player. But Keith, the Knicks. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah.
What a bad... Well, Phil, they won 9 in a row. Hold on one second. God, care about Brunson didn't play. That's a bad, bad loss.
To the Hornets in the Garden the other night. Yeah, trap,
you know,
game.
And it was a trap, and they did it. And now, and by the way, they're not locked to get in the playoffs, Keith. I mean, they're still, you know, floundering around, you know, 6, 7, five. A little, like, bad streak, and they're in trouble. They should have never, ever, ever lost. And Randall's, well, we ran out of gas. Well, what do you mean gas? Come on now.
Yeah, what I'll say about that game, because the Hornets played the Brooklyn Nets Sunday in Brooklyn, and they were down by, like, 30-plus.
Good
like,
point, by the way.
The Brooklyn Nets smoked them. And I think the Knicks just took them lightly. They came into the Garden, rested. They had Monday night to rest. And, you know, I always say about the Garden, you're getting everybody's best effort because the lights are brighter in there. Josh Hart said he thinks that they pump different oxygen into the Garden. I think he's on to something. The air is a little different
in
there.
Like a casino?
No, that's windows. Fiend air. I know all too well about that Atlantic City air that they pump in the casino. Make you never want to leave until you check your... bank account, or you go to the ATM one too many times, and you're like, okay, it's 4 a.m.
Let's talk about this one, right? So, what spot do you think the Knicks will end up in? 4, 5, 6? Where do you think? And also this. St. John's, just a switch, they almost got Marquette. You never know who's going to bite you. And they had a ton of chances, by the way, St. John's. They should have won that game. Should have, could have, would have.
Yeah.
Knicks, they're very close, you know. They're very close to, like, cause some havoc, you know, cause some disruption in the East. I truly feel this. I really do. I would not want to play them healthy, smart, you know, when the Knicks are together. Now, Brunson hurts you up in, you know, Boston. He his foot and then comes back again. Well, they're going to win. No, well, I said, guys, they're not going to win. What do you mean? because Brunson, you're not going to take 38 points away in a game, you know, every night quickly. In. But last thing, Keith, where do you think the Knicks can go? Do you think they can go deep? Love the show. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Philip. I think the Knicks are all right. What I'll say is when they were winning, what I was saying on air was you got to lose to know how to win. They lost so many games. Now they're figuring it out. They're not losing these games. They're refusing to lose. That Hornets game was a letdown. It was a trap game. Second game without Jalen Brunson, maybe they thought it was sweet. Maybe they thought, hey, we went up there to Boston and beat them in double overtime. Coming back home, the Hornets without LaMelo Balls is going to be easy. Then you run into Kelly Oubre, Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier off a night of rest after they already had been in New York because they played Brooklyn Sunday, and they're ready to give you their best punch. They're ready to give you their best effort. And late in that game, the Knicks still had a chance to win it, but they ultimately fail, and it brings back feelings of like, okay, maybe they're not that good. It's humble pie. It's a feeling of like, well, good teams would win that game 10 times out of 10. A really good team that actually can contend this year is not getting caught. Like, look at the Bucks tonight. The Bucks face the Nets tonight, and the Nets literally had Drew Smith and David Duke Jr. playing in that game tonight. Those guys are two-way players. They play for the Long Island Nets. I'm watching that game, really just like barely watching it, and the Nets are keeping it close. And then late in the game, it's still close. Milwaukee won the game, though. Milwaukee did not fail, right? They had enough talent, a good enough coach to still secure the victory and not embarrass themselves at home and lose to backup players. Now, you know, the Knicks were playing the Hornets, and they're really only down one star. But like I said, I just think they caught them sleeping. It's a trap game. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the Knicks aren't going to compete or contend or whatever. It's a reality check. Like, hey, you got to bring it every night. They have a huge reality check in front of them right now. Sacramento's having their best year in years. They're down right now at half, 69-53. They got to regroup and come out in the second half and pick it up, scoring and defending. We'll talk about it. We will also get to this Yankees conversation, I promise you. And hockey fans, 877-337-6666, call me up. We got to break it down right here, and I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's funny now. I hear this beat and I think of Jadakiss. I don't even think of Biggie first. R.I.P. Big. New York, New York. You're listening to The Fan. March 9th. Keith McPherson checking in for the nighttime after the Nets play. You got me till 2 a.m. And earlier today, I turned on the Yankee game at 105, of course. And, you know, wouldn't be Yankees spring training without a couple setbacks, right? Wouldn't be the Yankees in March without some news of somebody getting hurt, as per tradition. I did not watch the video with Brian Cashman. I just heard in the update he said something like the muscle that sounds like a dinosaur. I'm like, what is he talking about, bro? I'm done with the fans and Yankees Twitter people that are hot on Cashman's trail. Like he signed for the next 4 years. He's not going anywhere. I'm the main guy that told you that's his job until he retires. So what I'm about to say, I'm not about to get at Cashman, but it is his fault. The first thoughts I had, right, your initial thoughts when you hear about Carlos Rodon starting the season late is like, oh, well, that sucks the air right out of the room. If you were getting excited about the Yankees season from anything you saw in spring training, obviously the Volpe hype is exciting. Positive news, Volpe is a real one. Michael Kay was choked up today. Sweet Lou Piniella came to visit the Yankees, and Volpe took his lid off to greet the man because you know what? He knows Yankees history. He was raised the right way. His father, his grandfather, they brought him up the right way, and he's on his way to being the next Yankee great. But you got to wait. You got to wait. Just like you got to wait on Jason Dominguez. He hit another bomb today. The Martian is here, folks. You see him. 20 years old, so they're going to slow play that. Maybe you see him in the Bronx in 2025 after Judge comes out and says, let these kids play. I don't care if you're 19. All right? He dipped under Dominguez's age. He said, I don't care if you're 19 or 41. But yeah, today when I hear this news, Carlos Rodon, setback, of course, I'm just numb to it, right? Like, all right, let the hype die down. Let the Yankees hype die down. Because last season, all I heard was, yeah, 28, championship, title. Every player they talked to, guys like Joey Gallo, IKF, were saying, yeah, it's all about bringing a title back to New York. Shut up with that. We know that. We're Yankees fans, or we're baseball fans, or we're just human beings that exist. We know the Yankees, 27 rings, bro. We know it's about winning a championship. We're going on 14 years since you were able to get back to one. But when we're looking at the list of players that are hurt right now, and an article came out this week about Frankie Montas, he literally said, I was not fully healthy when New York acquired me at the deadline. Somebody should have known that. I know Susan Waldman knew that. I talked to Susan about it, and I heard her on air saying, no, I don't. She was kind of like, I don't know about Frankie Montas. Like, he's hurt. He's damaged goods. And you gave up your young pitching depth for him. Right now, it'd be great to have J.P. Sears. It'd be great to have Ken Waldichuk. Maybe even watching Luis Medina. Like, maybe he takes a step forward in this camp. Those guys are gone. And Lou Trevino, who also came over in that deal, he's on the IL to start the season. Scott Efros, we haven't seen him since the little bit we saw him last year. Tommy John, he's out the whole year. Tommy Canley is another acquisition that they're bringing him back, obviously. But like when you look at this offseason and what the Yankees did, Tommy Canley was one of the only moves. He's starting the season on the IL. Carlos Rodon was the big signing outside of Judge, which you've heard me say they ended up spending an extra $150 million on their own mistakes. I hope I never make a mistake that cost me $150 million. And now Harrison Bader, who when they acquired Harrison Bader, he was damaged goods with the plantar fasciitis. Now he's got an oblique. Okay, don't panic. Everybody relax. It is March 9th. We've got a few more weeks of spring training. And what I've been saying about the Yankees is they have a bunch of guys. They have a lot of talent. Well, Cashman, it's your turn spotlight's on you, your time to shine, make one of those moves, right? Like you did last spring training when we realized Ben Roethlisberger wasn't a real person. Ben Roethlisberger wasn't even going to be able to catch or help the team, and you couldn't just go with Higgy. You made a move to get a platinum glove catcher for the New York Yankees in Jose Trevino. Make some moves and get another starter in here, and we have a surplus of infielders now. Make a move and get us another starter because you need that depth. We have a lot of guys that can play in the outfield. We have a lot of guys that can play in the infield, but it's an arms race. You need pitching depth. You traded away young pitching depth. And I can't put stock in Clark Schmidt right now. I can't put stock in potentially, if somebody else in the rotation gets hurt, Davey Garcia coming back into the fold. I have more respect for Gerrit Cole by the day. He's a workhorse. He takes the ball. He doesn't get hurt. And now when I look back to 2021, when he was shaky against the Red Sox, maybe he was still feeling that hamstring. And he did have COVID, and he wasn't himself. So I give him kind of a break for that. But now it's Cole and Nestor. And obviously we expect Nestor to duplicate what he did last year, but it's going to be tough to be an all-star again. Seve's in a contract year. We hope in his prove-it year that he's ready to go. Domingo Germán, hopefully we get the best out of Domingo Germán going into the season, and then there's Clark Schmidt. So they got to make a move. They got to make a deal here, but they probably won't. Smartest guys in the room. They think they're good. MJ's on Staten Island. Go for it, MJ. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, brother? I just actually started listening to the show. I've been stuck on the night shift, so I'm getting familiar. I love the show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch on the Yankees a little bit, actually, to piggyback off what you said. You know, it's like getting very, very eerily similar to the past couple of seasons. You know, the writing's like on the wall. It's like Groundhog's Day. You know, every year you're coming in, you got another pitcher hurt. Hanley, Montas, Rodon. It's like, when does it end?
And then
you come to the Hicks and Donaldson situation. Maybe you could understand the riddle. Maybe you could crack the riddle. What's the infatuation with Hicks and Donaldson? I understand they're paying the guys, but what's the difference if they're playing or not? And I kind of disagree with you where, you know, you said that Volpe and Dominguez may not be playing until 2025. I know you may have been exaggerating a little
bit. No, Volpe will get his shot this year. Dominguez 2024-25. But Volpe's going to force them to play him to bring him up this year. Yes.
Of course, but even Dominguez, I mean, he's everything and then some as advertised. I mean, the guy's tearing the cover off the ball. You know, if they give us the best chance, if they put us in the best position to win games, why not let the kids play? I mean, what's the
because there's a business side of it. And that's the riddle too with Hicks and Donaldson. They die hard on their trades and their contracts. They traded for those guys.
Insane.
They gave them contract, so they're going to see it through. They always do that. You know why? It's because they're the smartest guys in the room. They'll never admit fault, and they can't look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, this ain't working. They're going to trust the analytics and the numbers that made them make the decision, and they will die on that hill.
Right. I mean, but, you know, since 2017, we haven't been able to get past the Astros. Where has it been getting us?
2015.
If you're going to take one thing.
Wild card game.
Take something from the Braves. You know, let your young guys play, pay them while they're in arbitration, and now you force the hand. You're locking them into, you know, to deals. Let the kids play.
The Yankees look at the Braves like, the Braves? We're not the Braves. We're the New York Yankees.
Braves got a ring, man.
More you're 100% correct, but the Yankees are constantly in an identity crisis, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to use their money until they absolutely have to use their money. They're trying to make trades and trying to be like these smart guys, and the trades are not necessarily the best moves. Like, when you look at what trades were made for guys like Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino, I could have done without that, man. I could have really have done without that move, especially now in spring training when you're looking at these young arms that they gave up for these guys that are damaged goods. It makes no sense.
I'd go to Castillo a bust. I mean, I knew coming in. I did not want Montas for a second. He just reminded me, you know, not because he was coming from the Oakland A's, but like a Sonny Gray 2.0. Some of these guys can't just handle the pressure.
I mean, it's a vicious circle, MJ. Why did they not get Luis Castillo? Because I'm sure the Mariners asked for Volpe or Peraza or Dominguez.
Course.
So if you prospect hugged Let the kids play now. What's the point in hugging the prospects and then keeping them down? Oh, you got to, you know, manipulate service time. You don't want to get these guys started too early. Then you got to pay them, and then you have less control. Like I don't know. It's going to be interesting, man. I'm not trying to get negative on March 9th about the Yankees. I'm trying to, you know, practice my positive thinking and positive energy.
That's all I can say. Let's win ball games.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call, bro. Let the kids play. They're not gonna, right? They're not gonna because they don't want to start the clock. They're going to make Volpe graduate AAA. And from what I've seen of the young man and what I know of the young man, he's going to kill it. And it could be a month. It could be 2 months. But there's already room for him. There's already room for him. And Dominguez, I've seen him make some plays in the outfield. They said he couldn't field. They said he wasn't there yet fielding. I've seen him make some plays. I have no questions about his bat. He's a switch hitter with power. I was in L.A. when he hit a home run in the All-Star game out there, and I was proud because some people weren't aware of him. I'm like, you don't know about the Martian? This kid's coming up to the Bronx in a couple years. Maybe it's a couple years later, but it should be soon. Get the fans excited about the youth. Add the youth and young and energy that is on this team to the veterans, to the guys that you paid that have the experience. And that combination can create a spark. I don't know. What do I know? I just go to 40, 50 games a year and follow this team blindly since I was about 5 years old and just keep going through the same motions every year. I've been up here in New York for about a decade thinking that there'd be at least one World Series parade. Nah. So it is what it is, man. It's spring training. Guys get hurt. You can't predict injuries. They made the moves that they made. They paid the guys that they paid. The team is what it is. It's pretty much not even the same team from last year. But onward we go. Yay, opening day. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. I'll be right back. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The Yankees just can't stay healthy. A couple years back, they led the league in IL trips. And you found out about all these backups like Mike Tauchman and Gio Urshela. And yeah, remember that? The more things change, the more things stay the same. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. You got me till 2 a.m. And we'll do a little more of this Yankees talk. And then we'll switch. We'll talk hockey. We'll talk Nets. We'll talk Knicks. Update from the Knicks game. Jalen Brunson's out with a sore foot. That game's done. They're cooked. They're going to light the beam tonight. The beam team is set on lighting that beam tonight. There's no way the Knicks are winning that game without Jalen Brunson. He's out. And yeah, man, as I'm thinking about the Yankees, you know, I have a real problem with the Yankees' medical staff. I have a real problem with whoever is supposed to be going over these guys' physicals, checking these guys out, going over the medical reports, their histories, because history keeps repeating itself. It's like they always have damaged goods. They can't be this unlucky, right? They can't be this unlucky. I feel like it's been not forever, right? Because when I was younger, I feel like the same Yankees were always available, always there. Unless there was like one big injury to one or two players. But like it feels like now these guys are always hurt. And they do a lot to give these guys rest and manage this. But I don't know, man. I don't want to get too deep in the doom and gloom of, oh, you know, I saw people. This is a third place team now. This is a fourth place team now. They're going to suck. No, they're still going to be good. But the thing is, good isn't good enough. They're still going to compete. And you're still going to have to watch Aaron Hicks at bats and Josh Donaldson. I'm good on it, bro. I promise you I'm good on it. Tony is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Tony.
What's up, Sam? How you doing tonight?
What's up, bro? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Got out of the ED, man. I'm a nurse. So I'm a nurse. I was looking forward to talking to you about the injuries, which is crazy. I mean, you know, but you know what? It opened my eyes to the injuries was Harrison Bader. And I was like, man, here we go again. Just because of Harrison Bader. Because it happens with us. But Harrison Bader just, like, lit it up for me a little bit. And to me, I'm like, you know, man, why do we always get hit with these, man? The one thing is that I'm happy that it's spring training. So, I mean, we're still early on.
Very early.
And it just made me realize that it's a long season. It just, all that just came back again to me, you know?
That's exactly what it is. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm right. not in the doom. The season's not ruined. But, man, it just sucked the air out of the room today. If you were getting excited, if you were getting pumped up.
Yeah, it did. For me, it did. And so, I mean, being a diehard, yeah, man, just from birth, you know, because of my dad and family and everything. But you know, I'm going to tell you something that I read a piece on. I don't know if you read John Heyman's piece today in the Post, right? How, you know, Rondon went down with an injury and he was apologizing. And so Heyman was like, you know, he was apologizing to the staff and everything. We're in spring training. Again, we're in spring training. Let me just repeat that again. And so Heyman drops in and just gives you a little taste on to say that he's apologized so many times with the White Sox media every time he was injured and everything. So to me, I think he should just stop the apologies, you know what I mean, with us, because the New York media is going to eat him up, and the fans are going to eat him up too. You keep apologizing, I mean, it's going to be worse off. So that's just my take on that. But, you know, it's a long season. KM, I got to tell you something right now. The whole season for me right now, brother, I got to tell you, it's getting to the Stros, bro.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is for me. I don't care about the Sox. I don't care about any other team, the National League that we're going to play on all the time. I just want the Stros. That's it.
Yeah, because so you know they're going to be there. You gotta hope they take a step back, and they're not. They added Jose Abreu, and without Verlander, they got somebody else, next man up, ready to pitch. They'll be just fine.
Peña just, like, put on, like, 15, 20 pounds of muscle. You know what I mean?
Saw
and
that.
So the thing is, I'm like, what in the world, you know? So they're ready to rock and roll again and keep going. I mean, and they got a good farm system. And then we can go back and touch on Cash. I mean, to me, I honestly believe that's probably his last season with us. He's going to retire probably. That's just my opinion. But, hey, on my last touch here with you, brother, I'm going to listen to you all night because I got a lot of stuff to do at the house, man. I got out at 11. But I'll tell you one thing. The GOAT is Michael. They say the GOAT. They don't say a GOAT. So when you said LeBron is the GOAT,
yeah, well, I'm with you. I said Michael is the GOAT, but LeBron is a GOAT too. There's a difference in there.
A GOAT. That's what my point is to you. He's a GOAT. He's a GOAT. But Michael got the best out of his players. None of his players, you go back and you look at them, they never had subpar years, brother. They always increased. With LeBron, they did. You know what I mean?
But
so that's the difference. KM, I love you, brother, as always, man. I love your beats, man, and your intro, man, on your music. And you're a hip-hop oriented, man. I appreciate that, man. I'm 53, so everything you say, I just love listening to you, bro, all the time. So keep it up. Talk to you soon, bro.
Thanks for the call, Tony. MJ always had players around him. We can't say that, like, he elevated those guys. Those guys were good. They weren't bad without him. LeBron was playing with Delonte West and Mo Williams and taking those guys to the finals, man. Like, we can't. I can't do it. I can never talk down on LeBron and what he's been able to do. And he's not done. He's still writing the script. Bronny's coming through, right? He's still got more to add to his legacy. But going back to, you know, what Tony said about he thinks, like, Cashman's going to retire. No, he's not. The Yankees could miss the postseason. Everybody could get hurt. And Cashman's not going to blink. He's going to be right back on the podium after the postseason ends or after the season ends, taking questions and talking about, yeah, well, you know, we came up short and, you know, he can't predict injuries. And, oh, yeah, you know, we played, we ran into, like, they're going to have an answer for everything. Cashman's not going anywhere. And I do have an issue with the medical staff. I remember after the 2019 season when they did lead the league in, you know, IL stints, you know, they moved some things around, right? They changed some positions. They made was Stevie Donahue emeritus. They moved him to, you know, an emeritus position. Like, hey, man, Steve Donahue, you've been here too long. We're going to make you an emeritus and just, like, bring some other people in. They changed the strength and conditioning coach. They changed a bunch of things. They changed their approach, right? They're going to arrest Judge no matter what. I remember they arrested Judge on Jackie Robinson Day after Judge put out there that he had specially made cleats for Jackie Robinson Day. Don't matter. Got to sit you down. The computer said, beep, boop, beep. You got to sit down this game. And if that isn't really working, then I don't know. I don't know. It's just bad luck. I saw kids on Yankees Twitter saying it's the curse of Joey Gallo. I'm like, damn. I just want a healthy team, right? You get an oblique from Harrison Bader, and you hear about Carlos Rodon, and now you're just hoping he doesn't get Tommy John. And the quote from Carlos Rodon, I didn't really hear him apologizing too much, but here's the quote that stood out to me. Carlos Rodon said, I'm not here to pitch until the All-Star break. I'm here to pitch well into October. If this was down the stretch, yeah, I would be going for sure. If it's October 5th or the ALDS, I'm taking the ball. So what he's telling you is, I'm shutting it down for the 7 to 10 days or whatever because I felt something. And I'm not going to be ready for opening day. We're hoping mid to late April I'll be ready to go. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. And for my purposes, I don't care what they start off super hot April, May, June. And then what happened? I want them to have a healthy team and the best team they could have, whether that has Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez, Carlos Rodon, whatever. I want to have the best possible team that they can have going into the tournament. So I can't trip today about all of these injuries, but it's just certain guys are injured. That's what I said. And I'm tired of talking about Cashman. But it's like, yo, all the guys you trade for have injuries. All of the guys you traded for, from Bader to Trevino to Montas to Efros to Rodon, Canely, all of these guys are hurt in spring training. Did nobody take a look at anything? Or is this all just a chance coincidence that these guys are hurt? Anyway, 877-337-6666. It's already about to be midnight. I've got 2 more hours. I'm going to switch studios. I'll say good morning on the other side. Call me up if you want to be on the show. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.